You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to Business Women Australia podcast, the podcast for ambitious women who are serious about business success and leadership development, keen to increase their knowledge and skills.
And welcome to another episode of Business Women Australia podcast. And today on the show, I have the pleasure of speaking with both Jennifer Rose Bryant and, of course, Lynn Hawkins to speak more about Business Women Australia and, of course, the vision for Business Women Australia podcast. Let's start with you, Jennifer. Tell us a little bit more about how you came to start Business Women Australia.
Hi, Anne-Marie, and thanks for having me on your show today. Business Women Australia evolved from a small group of women who decided that we needed to be bigger, we needed to have a more of a national reach. So it evolved from becoming what it was, which was the regular coffee club group, into this dynamic national collective, because we found that the women that were coming to these experiences wanted to be more educational, more productive, and to really nail their business processes. So that is how it began. And now that we've got our ball rolling, we're attracting all kinds of business women, professionals, entrepreneurs and founders and executives, women on boards. And the mix up is just sensational. Mm. So the reason it became so collective was because we found women across all industries still at the core have the desire to be successful and to be connected with like-minded people.
Fantastic. And I believe you've got a number of different areas now across Australia.
Yes, we have a presence in Melbourne and a presence in Brisbane. Of course, Perth is our starting point. So we have three areas in Perth that we've developed, including two regional areas, Bunbury and Mandurah, and two city areas, Leederville and the CBD. We found, again, that women like to continue to develop within areas that are sort of common to where their clients or potential customers are. So we've found that this is the way that we've given these women opportunities to really blossom and explore within their own environment.
Oh, exciting, exciting. Thanks, Jennifer. So Lynn, you've got a corporate background in management, business strategy and marketing, yes?
That's right. I've had over 25 years since I graduated from UWA with a commerce degree. And, I had formative years at KPMG and Telstra before I had kids. And then I had some entrepreneurial ventures where I cared for my four children at home and ran a multimedia and digital storytelling and animation production house. And when they were all back in the primary school system, when my baby was in grade one, I went back into corporate in the telecom space and with professional services like HHG Legal Group and HLB Manjud. And what I found during that time was that women were largely focused on their sector-based or their professional networks, and there wasn't a lot of cross-pollination of ideas and collaborations occurring, across the professions and across industries. So, what I've been loving about Business Women Australia is that we've really started to close that gap and connecting women not only across states but also across sectors, across not-for-profit, right through to commercial, social enterprise and the professions. And, the magic really happens when you have that collision of amazing brains and energy and ideas that come together from those diverse worlds where intelligent, talented women are connecting. So the vision for us as Business Women Australia is to be the most influential collective of female leaders and learners in Australia. We're providing a framework for three areas to help women be successful in business: their personal growth, their professional development, and their business improvement. And I always talk about that because, it's every aspect of who we are as an individual. It's just as important as the business skills and the professional development knowledge that we're actually developing. And it's important for us as Business Women Australia to really understand what is the impact education that our members are looking for, what do we need to be doing to help them be successful, and how can we build a community that is very influential in helping women step up, leverage up, and get the business development opportunities that they need.
So Jennifer, why do you think there's so much interest in Business Women Australia?
Initially, we found that people found in coming to our experiences that they were felt comfortable and warm and safe to be able to share. So we feel, you know, that the longer that we continue to experience those environments for women, the more that we're going to collect just the right women to come into it. You know, people are finding that they can not just come in to learn, but they can come in to explore and share their expertise. When you look at people from the inside out, we've found that a lot of women, even as intelligent or as high-level thinkers as they are, often feel nervous or unsure if their message or their impact is going to make a difference to people. So by bringing these women together and giving them that safe environment to help them achieve these goals and dreams, we are all saying, yes, it's okay, there is a support team, and you know, we're there to help each other in delivering and growing our messages.
Lynn, I believe that you've got some feedback about a member of Business Women Australia.
We've had loads of testimonials, and if you check our YouTube channel, there's lots of examples of feedback that we've been getting. But you know, I loved hearing one of our members was talking about how finding Business Women Australia was like locating her tribe. She basically was telling us that, you know, what she gets from the community in terms of support, opportunities and education, because it's been tailored for women in business, she really is getting incredible value from that. And it's this sort of feedback that keeps us going. You know, we're changing all the time because we're listening to our members, and we're really working with them to develop what it is that they're looking for, you know, from the support and from the education that they're needing. So they come from all different backgrounds, and the thing that is amazing too is the collaborations and the beautiful friendships that are being developed through the community. So it's not just about all the events, and it's not just about networking, it's not just about anything, it's about the whole experience of it. And it's great to see so much coming out of it and so much support across all of Australia. I think we've got now 10,000 advocates following us across our various social channels. And we view everyone, every female that's in business is a part of our collective. And it's just those financial members that we're working with to help deliver the program. But we really see every woman in business being a part of what we're all about. So we're representing them all the time.
Fantastic. And I know for certain that women love to collaborate, to support like-minded women. So the fact that Business Women Australia is spearheading this, an environment in which we can do that, a platform in which we can do that, I think is fantastic. So let's then focus a little bit then on the podcast and why and how that really aligns with Business Women Australia. Jennifer, let's speak to you first about this.
I love podcasts. I share stories all the time on podcasts with different people that I speak to. So, for instance, I do a lot of walking. So that is my way of catching up on information around the country in regard to different business women sharing stories in that way. Podcasts help me to connect with those women. I feel comfortable when I've said in an email, I've listened to your podcast, I think you're great, can we connect? Mm. It's almost like I've met them. So they do educate me along the way. I find a lot of women are funny and entertaining, and I just adore that. And this is across not just this country, but across everywhere in the world where there are some sensational business women sharing stories. I know that they can inspire me, so I would like to hope that the inspiration that we give to those women will also share the same laughter and tears and information and all the good things that we can bring, so that people feel almost like they've friended us, you know. Yeah. So they get an insight as into who we are already.
Yeah. Love that. What about you, Lynn?
Well, you know, Jen's the one that's always really pushing us as a brand to really look at the different ways that we connect with our members and with women in business. And she's been right from the word go, you know, wanting us to do a podcast. And so it was in our action plan. We just needed to find the right person to anchor this and make sure that we develop it and deliver it as a professional podcast. And Jen was, you know, almost saying, Linny, you could do it. And I'm just laughing my head off because I've never done a podcast before. I'm sure I probably could, but it's not at the level to which I'd want it to be done. So I was really excited when I first listened to your series, Anne-Marie, and I was even more ecstatic when you responded to my LinkedIn stalking. And because I thought, well, you know, this is the person. I felt like I already knew you. So for me, who hasn't been a big audio consumer, I was hooked. Mm. And when you said that you'd collaborate with us, you know, I just felt my prayers were answered because, you know, I think it's a great way to connect our Diamond and our Premium members, all our knowledge experts with all their great content, to connect them with women in business and to be able to help them have another platform that enables them to share their knowledge so that others can soak it up. You know, I love the fact that podcasts are a voice. They're a voice. And you can tell by listening to someone what they're like. Mm. And, you know, you feel like you really are connecting to them. They're real. They're alive. And, you know, that's how I felt before I'd even spoken to you, Anne-Marie. I really felt like I knew you.
Yes.
And, wow. Yeah. So, you know, that's, I think, you know, it's come at the right time. We're ready for it. We have a fantastic pool of knowledge experts that will be showcased on the show. And, you know, for listeners that are tuning in, they're going to get something different every time, and it's going to be valuable. It's going to be useful for their business. It's going to be useful for their personal growth, their professional development, and their business development. So, look, you know, I think this is just exciting, and I'm really happy that we've launched this and we're on the go.
It is really exciting. And what you've just described there, Lynn, and also Jennifer, the fact that you had listened to a podcast and from there already felt like you had a connection with myself and one of my other podcasts, that's exactly what I share to people. You know, I could not have voiced it any clearer than to say that's what happens. It really does. When you get your voice out there and you really know who you're wanting to connect with, who you want to move, you want to influence, and you get all of the different elements right, you really can create something that reaches out and really connects on such a deeper level. And it's so exciting. I'm really excited to be able to do this on behalf and support Business Women Australia, because I, you know, the guests who we have lined up are just amazing. And I know I'll learn so much from just having them on the show too. So looking forward to speaking with them and getting them lined up in the publication program.
Fantastic. And thanks very much for coming on board as a Diamond member. We really are appreciative of having you collaborating with us, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, terrific. And you too, Jennifer. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing more about the vision of Business Women Australia. Now, for people who may not yet be joined or connected to the community, who wants to jump in and share what the best way to do that? Jennifer, let's reach out to you. How best can people connect with Business Women Australia?
First thing is, we have a business page called Business Women Australia, and inside that page there's several choices. There's all our social media links, there's also sign up for our e-news, and there's also go straight for membership. So how many choices do we have? Probably 10. So in whichever way people are feeling comfortable to get started, let's do it.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks Anne-Marie.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that brings us to the end of another show. Now, to find out more about Business Women Australia and how you can become part of this dynamic collective of leaders and learners so you can gain the knowledge and skills that will enable you to succeed in business, all you need to do is go to www.businesswomenaustralia.com.au. That's businesswomenaustralia.com.au.